FC and Music United.
We're building something here, Detective. We're building it from scratch. All the pieces matter.
I like for breakfast a bit of Ben and Marv.
Sun is shining in the sky. There ain't a cloud inside. It's the rain. Stop raining, everybody in a play, and don't you know it's a beautiful new day. Running down the avenue, see how the sun shines brightly in the city. On the streets where once was Penny, Mr. Blue, sky is living here today. Yay!
Hang on, can you hear something? Can you hear something there in the background? Oh, sorry. I think you're listening to the Shindig Breakfast Show on AFC Radio. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's Ben and Marv here on the Shindig Breakfast Show with an opening of The Who. You better, you better, you better, you better, you better. And Ben, why don't you share the interesting fact that you just shared with me with our listeners?
What do you mean?
About the year and the who played the drums and what happened. It's interesting musical knowledge, Ben. Yeah. You can show off your musical integrity.
I don't want
to. We often get to show off our credibility on the show.
I don't want
to
brag.
We're often getting criticised for stuff, so let's just...
I don't want to brag.
No, just I'll bring it up. This is an interesting song, You Better, You Better, You Bet, by The Who. Not heard this one before.
Yeah, it's from one of the later albums from about, I think it's 80 or 81 when...
Oh, it's 81, Ben, yeah.
Keith Moon wasn't actually drumming, it was the drummer from The Small Faces, yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit of credibility and integrity for the Shindig Breakfast Show. Not something you used to, no doubt. Have we had an email from Pete this week?
I've not seen one.
Pete! Where have you gone, mate? What's going up in the show, Ben?
Well, Marv, we've got all the usual favourites. We've
except
got the
email from Pete.
Shindig Pick of the Week.
Yeah.
The song that's just playing wrong.
Yeah.
The midday review at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
We've got the quiz.
Yeah.
We've got the buffer.
Yeah.
We've got the community guide.
Okay.
We've got the media review.
Right.
And we are live, people, live from a car park in North Manchester somewhere.
Ooh.
Which is heavily stewarded by car parking steward B people.
Really?
Hmm.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it. Do you want me to interview one of the stewards?
Yeah, sure.
Car park people.
Yeah. Not yet, though, Ben. Please give out the contact details if you'd be so kind at this point.
You can email us, Ben and Marv at fcumradio.co.uk or through Twitter at fcumradio.
Far too early. I was even giving you a hand signal to say, wait.
You're not controlling me.
Wait.
You're not the guy. You're not that guy.
Well,
you're not controlling
I'm
not. Me.
Clearly, I'm trying to, but clearly I'm not. You're listening to the Shindig Breakfast Show here, live, not live, on FCUM Radio. Radio for FC United Manchester. The breakfast show for you, the glorious FC fan.
Shindig!
Breakfast show.
And we should say, coming up very, very shortly, when I say shortly, I mean in about an hour and a half's time, we've got FC United against AFC Fylde in what surely is going to be an absolute massacre. Fylde are full-time, you see, nowadays, Marv.
Oh,
it's like
a
playing a league team.
That is a shame.
But teams have beat... actually, that's not true. No one's beaten this season.
Oh.
Teams have drawn... Have they? I don't think they have.
Last season?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All kinds of scores last season.
Several.
Hey, Ben, we are nothing if not upsetters.
What do you mean?
We make upsets. We cause upsets.
That's true.
We get results that people don't expect. Remember that night we nicked it from Rochdale? Completely unfairly. Do you remember?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Good old Mike Norton kicking the keeper in the chest.
6 years ago now, Mav.
Still, Ben, it's worth holding on to. One of the great misdemeanors of football history, I like to think. That night at Spotland's. Oh, it was so cold.
It's not called Spotland anymore, I don't think. Changed the name of the ground.
Yeah. I saw Spotland, not Spotland's.
Yeah.
Spotland in the news the other night.
Did you?
I think it was actually quite tragic, so let's move
on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Good grief. So, this is the Shindigs. Were you going to do that bit? Were you going to say, so, this is the Shindig rubbish?
No, I was going to say, I don't like to brag, but Mav,
yeah.
This week something momentous happened on the way to Boston.
Oh, what's that, Ben?
Well, can I have some fun bed music?
For Boston, sure. Yeah.
Don't go Boston legal. Don't be that obvious.
Excuse me? Boston Legal was a great series, thank you very much. So, it's not started there. That's a shame. Boston Legal.
You could just do Cheers.
There it is.
Why do you do Cheers? There we go. Good. Great minds. Great minds.
Singing the blues when the Red Sox lose. It's a crisis.
What the hell is this? The long version?
The long version, yeah.
It's making your way when all the troubles and all that kind of stuff. That's what I'm looking for.
Wanna be your wife.
I don't want to be your wife.
And the laundry tickets in the wall.
You can see why they
Who
cut
goes
this
to
bit.
The laundrette nowadays?
Right? This is like from the 80s or something.
All
oh, it was.
Nights when you've got no lights. The check is in the mail.
You can totally see why they cut this bit. It makes no sense. Your check's in the mail.
It doesn't make any sense to a bar scene.
That's right.
And your third fiancé didn't show.
Your third fiancé? You've never been married, but your third fiancé.
You wanna go
where everybody knows your name.
The Cheers producers are listening, going, yeah, you know what? I can see this as a pub program. Oh, here comes Norm.
You wanna be where you
and the post guy, he was called Cliff Claven.
You wanna go where yes. Knows your name.
Da-da-da-da-da. Here we go.
Roll out of bed, of Mr. Coffee's dead.
What is this? This is it.
Of course, Mav. Young Peter listening at home has no idea what that song's in relation to.
Young Peter?
Yeah, Pete. He doesn't actually know what that's... That's why he doesn't email in anymore. Because the pop references that we're making are from before he was born. So, you know, got nothing for him.
Yeah, you're right, Ben.
We're losing it to the show with no name.
Let's try
Big
again.
Time.
Here we go.
Making your way
Here we
in
go.
The world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries.
Everybody.
Sure would help a lot.
Do the breath.
Wouldn't you like to get away?
Maybe to a bay with some hay.
Sometimes you want
Here we go.
Where everybody knows your name.
It's Dave or John or Pete.
And they're always glad you came.
From Liverpool or Barnsley.
You want to be where you can see.
The troubles are all the same. Hey, I've got the same troubles as you.
You
want
to be where
everybody knows your name. Was it John?
You want to go where people know.
What do they know?
People are all the same.
We're all the same.
You want to go where
everybody knows your name. Susan, right?
It's Joanne.
So you went to Boston this week,
I did go to Boston, and on the way down, we did a little football ground quiz
thing.
Can you name all the football grounds that have been played at a Premier League game?
What?
I've said that wrong. All the grounds.
One more time from the top.
All the
go.
Grounds that have ever hosted a Premier League game.
Right.
Okay.
How many are there?
I think there's 66 or 65.
Great game for a bus ride.
Exactly.
That is a great game for a bus ride, Ben.
So John England's there, and you know John England.
I know.
He's going to get them all, isn't
he? I imagine so.
Okay.
Here you go, John. Here's the pen and paper. See you in 2 hours, mate.
So John got 47.
Of course he did.
Right? Yeah. So I go.
Here we go. Give us the paper, John.
Give us the paper, John.
Yeah.
Right? I named 55.
You mean you named an additional 12?
No. I didn't know what his answers were.
Oh, so you didn't take the paper from John and
add
to
it? No.
You took a piece of paper yourself. You said, John, screw you. I'm going to show you up on the bus.
And I did.
How did that go down?
But not as much as our assistant physio, who named about 5. And then he actually forgot Main Road, even though he's a City fan.
That's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a shame.
You don't see that coming.
Everyone laughed. Yeah.
So that was Ben's trip to Boston. Everybody knows your name.
Bav.
It's Joanne.
Bav. Before we got going, you said to me, I met someone today who doesn't know what Mr. Blue Sky is. And that's why you started the show with those lyrics.
The profound lyrics.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of young people these days, Ben.
Jeff Lynne.
The other week. I thought you were talking about age.
I'm saying something about Jeff Lynne. You be quiet while I'm talking about Jeff Lynne.
War of the Worlds, Jeff Lynne.
Yes.
Yes, he wrote War of the Worlds music.
Did he?
The chances of anything coming from...
Did he?
Yeah, music by Jeff Lynne.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he wrote the lyrics, but music by Jeff Lynne. Pretty sure that's right. I mean, you're questioning me quite heavily, which is making me doubt myself. Feel like I'm one of the outcasts on Only Connect.
Anyway, you met someone today who doesn't know Mr. Blue Sky?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Colleague.
What? How did that story...
Tracy.
Joanne? How did that story go?
I think I was talking about someone and described them more of a sweet-talking woman as opposed to a Mr. Blue Sky, and they didn't understand the reference at all.
So they never heard of the other song?
So they didn't understand the reference at all. So I said, oh, ELO. And they said, what's hello. That short
no,
for?
No, then they went, hello? No.
I think I pronounced it so well, Ben, that didn't come up.
That's funny.
But no, this is true. I work with people. I'll do another one. Andrew Cook, right, if you're listening, wasn't old enough to see Friends first time round.
Oh.
Who are these people, Ben? He said to me, you know what? I mean, we've talked about sitcoms a lot and TV shows and things we watch and things we don't watch and all that kind of stuff. And he said to me, I might go back and watch Friends. I went, oh, why would you watch that? Because I saw it first time round and it was fine at the time. But obviously, I'm a lot older now and I know that it's not very good, you know. And he went, well, I wasn't old enough to watch it first time. Get out! Get out, Andy! Hello, Andy!
What year is it? 2016?
Yeah.
That means there's people out here now who are able to vote who weren't alive when Be Here Now came out, that seminal third album from Oasis.
Yeah. Yeah, wait, what does seminal mean?
Rubbish.
Oh, good, yeah. I just want to make sure we're being accurate.
Mav, we're recording this at 20 past 10 on Friday night. It's a late one for us.
It's a late one, isn't it?
Mav's been out whining and dining his parents, showing them the big lights of Manchester.
Should we talk you through it?
What, of Manchester?
What we did.
Okay.
Went to Carluccio's for a drink.
Bed music. Mav.
Well, you can't just do it that quick, can you? I mean, you're saying bed music just like I've got some kind of food and drink. Oh, food and drink. Food and drink. Based music. You know?
Have you?
I don't know what that is.
Mav.
Chapter 9.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
Why don't you just go...
Hang on, Ben. We can have some fun with this. This is Chapter 9 of Learn French Words, the classic album from 1997. By an artist called French, and this is their track, which is 6 minutes and 32 seconds long, called Food and Drink. Let's see if we can get a quiz out of this. You ready?
Okay.
Food and Drink.
Food and Drink. So just to review what we've had so far.
Chapter 9.
Remember?
Food and Drink.
Food and Drink.
Well, don't you mean Chapter 9?
You should, you're right. You are all over this, aren't you?
Bread.
Pan.
Wait for it.
Pan.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, well played. You ready to carry on? One out of one. We're going to keep going until you get one wrong. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here comes the next one.
Bread.
Pan?
Yeah, still right, yeah.
Water.
Oh, here we go. I know this one.
Is it aqua?
You're going to say aqua is your final answer. Pretend you're in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Think it through. I'm a waiter. Ready? Bonjour, monsieur. Qu'est-ce que tu veux?
Je m'appelle water.
Tu t'appelles water?
Je m'appelle water.
Ben, what you're saying there is, my name is water.
Exactly, and I'm thirsty, so give me a drink.
Oh, well, I don't think that's how it works. Let's see what the correct answer is. You ready, Ben?
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
Is that it?
Yeah, je voudrais de l'eau, s'il vous plaît. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, you got it now, haven't you?
Oh, I mean, oh. I was just going, oh.
Oh, okay. That was a good game.
Keep going, one more.
You want
one
more?
Yeah, all right, come on, let's keep going.
You're going to get water again, probably, I expect. I've already realised the rhythm of this recording.
Water.
What is it?
Oh.
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 Yeah, it's got that kind of Gaelic, oh.
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 Water? No, oh. I'm just surprised. No, it's just surprised. Ready?
Yeah.
Lamb.
Lamb? You don't even know lamb. Do you know lamb?
Wait. Let's think this through. Lamb in English sounds like
lamb.
Jambon, which is ham.
Oh, that
lamb rhymes with ham. Jambon. What rhymes with jambon? Bambon. Oh, wait, not Bimini yet, is it? What is
Salford Ian coming up later?
Are you kidding?
Elk?
Are we doing Salford Ian again?
Elk.
You're going to say elk for lamb. Elk doesn't really sound like a French word either, does it? You could have gone with le pup.
All right. Pup.
How are you spelling it?
P-U-P.
Like pup. Right, again. Okay, well, let's find out what lamb is. You ready?
Yeah.
Annual.
Annual. No chance.
Of course, annual.
Next one.
Next one. All right.
Lamb. Annual.
Annual, yeah.
Here we go.
Beef.
Beef.
Yeah, it's an easy one.
Beef?
No. It's close, though.
Beef.
Beef. Come on, Ben, you're all over. Beef.
Beef.
Beef. That's right. Here we go again. Beef. Beef.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a show! When Ben came around 20 minutes ago, he said, what have you got? And I went, nothing. Check this out. Ready?
Pork.
Pork. We're going through all the meats. You know what, Ben? Next is chicken, I guarantee
ham
it.
Ham is jambon, isn't it? That's sausage.
Ham yeah. is jambon. Oui. Yeah. But pork.
Jam.
You just think it's jam. Half of jambon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, and I'm willing to put myself on record here because I'm not sure, it's not jam. I think it might be pork.
Pork. Okay.
I think. Oh, that could be Spanish. P-O-R-Q-U-E.
Oh, you're right. It is.
Let's find out what pork is in French. You, I assume, ladies and gentlemen, are on the edge of your seats.
Pork.
Yeah! Pork is pork.
Good game.
Pork. Pork.
Pork.
Pork.
Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Chicken.
Chicken. Knew it was coming. Come on. Chicken. Je voudrais.
Chicken.
It rhymes. Je voudrais le...
Chicken?
No, it doesn't rhyme with the word chicken.
Oh, right, sorry.
It rhymes with voudrais. Je voudrais le...
Juve?
No, je voudrais le...
Pauvet? Oh! Oh, I know, poisson. Not poisson, that's fish.
That's going to be next, yeah, you guarantee. Next. Fish is next, mate. You're all
but
over.
But it's like poisson. That, isn't it? It's like... Poor
rhymes with it. Je voudrais le
poudre.
You're gonna go with poudre. Let's find out.
Poulet.
Oh,
you were so close. Oh. Je voudrais le poulet. Merci.
I'm not stopping
chicken.
This
chicken.
I'm not poulet. Stopping this game until we have fish.
Okay.
Turkey.
Shame. Oh, so close.
That's gonna be turkey.
Turkey. Yeah.
Yeah.
With the and action.
Yeah.
Turkey.
Yeah.
Dand.
Oh.
Oh.
Dand.
Oh.
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 Oh. It surprised everybody.
No,
in the room.
I'm saying water mouth. I want water.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Anyway, solid Daddy joke.
Dand.
Here we go.
Sausages.
Jam.
No.
No.
Come on. Saucisson. It's one of the best French words. Saucisson. Je voudrais le poulet et le saucisson. He's still writing this down because we've got the makings of a brilliant French song here. Je voudrais le poulet et le saucisson.
Saucisse.
Oh, saucisse. Sorry, saucisson's a male sausage.
Sausages.
That's a languages joke, everybody.
Saucisse.
Yeah, a languages joke. Gender nouns.
Steak.
I don't think we're going to get
no,
to fish.
No, I know.
So, what are we talking about anyway? We're talking about me taking my parents out on the town.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's still
We wanted some kind of food and drink.
Can't music. You just do your what? I've had a great week music?
Oh, good point, Ben. Yeah, that's always there for you, isn't it?
Mav.
What the hell's it called? Oh, yeah, go off.
So, you went out with your mum and dad tonight, showed them the bright lights of the big, well, it's not smoke, is it? Big Manchester. How's your night been?
We got there. Well, Ben, we've had a lovely evening. We started off with me at work and them arriving on the motorway in a car. Or in French, Ben?
Automobile.
Voiture.
Oh.
But good effort. We went to Carluccio's for a drink, Ben. Just a couple of pre-dinner drinks. My mother had a glass of Prosecco. My father had a...
Oh.
No, he didn't have an O. Actually, no, you're right. He did have an O alongside his bière. Right, we then moved on from there to an Indian restaurant, Ben, called Zook. Have you been to Zook?
I think if you're that side of town, you have to go at bars.
It's at Oxford Road.
If you're that side of town, you have to go at bars.
I'm not going to take my folks to Akbar's, all right? They're a classy couple. Although they did watch Mr. and Mrs. a few weeks ago, our version of Mr. and Mrs., and they thought it was the funniest thing they've ever seen. And do you know what they asked me tonight? They said, hey, Martin, what did Ben's dad say in the toilet queue? True story. It was the first thing they said to me tonight. I laughed my face off. Anyway, Ben, it's been a lovely evening. We didn't take in a show. We just kept it quite quiet for a Friday night. What have you done this week?
Oh, I know what I've been doing. I went...
Stop messing with your microphone. You've been doing this for years. You know it makes a noise that
I did four games in four days. Yeah. I did Boston away.
Yeah.
I did the women's team. I did the FA Youth Cup match between FC United and Curzon, which Curzon got beat 3-0. FC won 3-0. Women's team won 3-0. And then I did Harrogate away, in which FC United got battered.
Oh.
Then, Marv, what did I do Thursday?
Family time.
Family time. I did family time.
Always forgettable, innit?
But don't worry, Marv. We're back to football tomorrow, so all good.
I think your eye's got worse.
Pardon?
Your eye. Your gammy eye has got worse.
Has it?
Yeah.
It's flatter.
It's probably because you keep rubbing it.
I don't touch it unless you make reference to it.
So because I made reference to it means you have to touch it?
Exactly.
All right. Confusing.
So... That's all my notes that I've got.
No,
so that's
not
the end of the show.
You've forgotten about one of your notes that I asked you to write down.
Oh, 3:05.
Yeah, that's right. 3:05. It's a strange old song, You Better, You Better, You Bet by The Who from 1981, which didn't have Keith Moon playing drums in it. It had the guy from Small Faces whose name was...
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've forgotten.
Come on, you can name the members of the Small Faces, can't you?
Yeah, Steve Marriott.
Yeah?
Kenny, Ronnie Lane,
yeah,
Kenny, and the drummer,
and the drummer, yeah. Good story, Ben. But yeah, you bet. It's got some strange lyrics in it, and I noticed them first time I listened to it. And there's that bit at the end where he's kind of talking in a weird, slightly Dylan-esque way. My wife with a knife. It's slightly weird, and he does have some choice lyrics all the way through this. I thought I'd just point them out.
Cut you like a knife.
Here we go. I could lay on the bed with you and we could make some book of records.
What's a book of records?
Don't really know. What kind of sentences is he forming here?
I know what it is.
I could lay on the bed with you?
I know what they mean by book of records. Don't they mean betting slips? Like open a book kind of thing.
Okay, let's assume that.
Yeah.
It's still not a great sentence for me, but I assume he's setting up a rhyme with records. Let's see what he says. Yeah, your dog keeps licking my nose and keeps ripping up all those letters. He's rhyming the word letters with records, which makes no sense.
Isn't it Mark Knopfler who can only do rhymes like that?
Yeah, it's only because he's playing a very heavy guitar over the top of his. He can't quite make out what he said. Very, very clever.
That's the end of the show, isn't it? That's the end of our notes for what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, I suppose so. But I've just had a thought, really.
What was your thought? You not click record.
Although that would be great.
We've
just listened to Learn French Words.
Yes.
What about, Ben? Learn German words.
I don't know any German.
Chapter two,
Ben. Nice and easy.
Numbers.
Numbers, Ben.
I don't know any German.
Oh, nice and easy. Let's give it a go.
One.
One.
Eins.
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 Nailed it, Ben. You're going to hear it again.
One.
Eins.
We all know the rhythm now, everybody. Here we go.
Two.
You can see the theme, what's happening here.
Dies.
Dies. Right, yeah, we're not playing this game. You don't even know...
Try it.
How can you not count to five in one of the most common languages?
Because I did GCSE French, not GCSE German. But if you ask Laura 1 to 5 in French, she can't do it, but she has to do German.
Going on about how I'm a European, Marv. I'm not from England.
Fry.
No, still no.
Eins.
Fry is the German word for free, which sounds like three when you say it.
Eins, dry.
And that's number three now. You've actually hit number three.
Eins, dry.
You're saying 1, 3, 3. You're saying eins, dry? It's the same word with different intonation.
Duh.
Brilliant.
Is it two?
No.
Is it Try.
Try.
Zwei.
Zwei. That's what I said.
No, you didn't say dry twice. Eins dry dry. Anyway, let's play a song. We'll be back in just a moment with...
Media review.
I liked that at the end. And we have to make sure that your community guide hits the hour mark.
Buffet.
I think we're going to do what we did last week, you know.
What did we do last week?
Quiz.
Quiz.
Early doors quiz.
Yeah.
After rambling open.
Yeah.
And you have to say, this isn't the proper opening because we keep stealing the show with no name. Are they still doing a show?
Every week, a new one.
Really?
Every
I've not listened to them since they killed off Snowy.
Every... Well, they've done what?
Oh, did you not...
They've done a show every week since the start of the season. Well, a then. New show. Failsworth is having the time of his life.
When did Failsworth stop listening to us?
I think he still listens. He just doesn't get in touch. And he explained why. He said, you don't need any support from me. He said, do you remember?
It's upsetting, but he's right.
We don't live for praise, man. We live for isolation.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
We're happy in the wood cabin on top of the hill where nobody visits. Except that camera crew who keep coming to try and recreate the Blair Witch Project.
Apparently it's very good.
What, the Blair Witch Project?
Mm.
You never seen it?
No, it's the new one.
The sequel?
Mm.
I don't think... I didn't know they'd released any clips of it.
It's just about to come out.
Is
in
it?
The cinema, yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently it's very good.
You know those two haven't made a film since that original film?
All right.
Yeah.
Huh. We are full of interesting information, Ben.
Shindig.
Yeah. Are you just saying the name of the show just to remind me what's going on? Is that what this is? Shindig Marv. Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Not played this for about 3 weeks, so we might as well get it on again.
I played this on FC Live.
Did you really?
On Saturday. You can't play it again.
Of course I can, because I didn't know you'd played it. Get in. It's Young Americans by Bowie.
Good afternoon and welcome FCers from across the world. This is us ticking a box and saying FCM Radio is a community radio station.
Yeah,
coming in your
box.
Face.
Box tickers.
With your community news.
That's right.
Over the course of the next, because we're short of time, 7 minutes or so, we're going to be bringing you all the latest community events which are taking place across this great conurbation of ours. And in one particular case, it's not even in Greater Manchester.
What?
I don't even know where it is.
What?
It's in Ramsbottom. It's just north. So coming up in the course of the next 6 minutes and 45 seconds, we're going to be bringing you some actual cool music festivals and music events taking place across Greater Manchester. Normally we do twee things like, I don't know, picnics and crafts and dog walking and yo-yo career opportunities and that kind of thing. But this week we're going with the cool vibe. We're going with the cool theme. We've got special guests coming up in a second or two.
I absolutely love not helping you out during this bit. One of my favourite things to do.
And all that. If you've got a community event that you'd like publicised here on the community guide where we can help you tick a box and help us tick a box, get in touch. Station at fcmradio.co.uk or, of course, on Twitter at fcumradio. But this is the Shindig Breakfast Show community guide here on FCUM Radio, the home of the Shindig Breakfast Show and the Shindig community guide with Ben and Marv. Hello.
Brilliant. Community guide.
That's radio. That is ruddy radio.
It was, wasn't it?
It was.
It really was. So
it tasted like radio, didn't it? Mm.
It's now time for our first piece of community goose. We've got goose?
Goose, yeah. First bit of community goose. Get Snowy out.
We've got
That's where Snowy is.
We've got to rattle through this, man.
Listen to Stevie Dear Doe. We've got your goose.
Off you
got
go,
your
Marv.
Goose. Off you go. Oh, it's the Ramsbottom Festival. Where is it happening? At Ramsbottom Cricket Club. Book now! What's the popularity? It's super hot! Honestly, this is actually pretty good. Head for the hills on 16th, 17th, 18th September for Ramsbottom Festival with headliners including Fun Loving Criminals, Gaz Coombs, and Public Service Broadcasting. There's a lineup of family arts theatre and funnies planned throughout the entire weekend. Friday's lineup has got Public Service Broadcasting. There's Gaz Coombs on that night as well. No, sorry, he's on Saturday night. Who else got on Friday? We've got The Teardrop Explodes, Julian Cope, The Slow Readers Club. On Saturday, Selector, Sam Duckworth, Get Cape, Wear Cape, Fly. Sunday, Smooth and Terrell are on, amazing. The Plumidors, Mark Potter, Moon Hooch, don't know who that is. A New York busking sensation. There you go. And
key
now,
change, key change.
Now in its sixth year, Rami poses a mix of genres from ska, blues, folk to pop and indie rock against the scenic backdrop of the Lancashire Hills. Would have been nice if that rhymed.
I love you, Nicky Campbell.
Thanks, mate.
So that's quite a good event. That's taking place next door to Ramsbottom United's ground at Ramsbottom Cricket Club.
No details of price.
Just turn up and see what
happens.
Well,
no, it says book now.
Oh.
So you can't just turn up.
Is there a website?
Not that you've put here, mate. No,
it's my fault. Anyway, it's now time to bring out our special guest.
I'm leaving.
Mav, come back. He's all right.
Forget it, mate. Forget it.
He's all right.
I'm going home.
Anyway, I met this guy on a bus once, and the M10, the old M10 in Salford, and he's been my friend ever since. It's a man who, I wouldn't trust him with my bike, but he's a good egg, sort of. Ian, Salford Ian is in, he's here. Hello. Ian. 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 I'll play the real song, but what I need you to do, you all right? You're all right, yeah.
I'm all right.
You're all right, good. And what I need you to do,
you're
Ian?
Right.
I'm all right, yeah. How's Salford?
Oh, it's all right.
It's all right, good. So.
It's wet.
It's wet. It's raining, isn't it? Isn't it? But Salford.
It's coming down, man.
But we're from Salford. We were born in the rain, weren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was born in the rain.
I was born in Hope Hospital car park in the rain.
Born in Hope.
Living in despair. Anyway, so it's now time for this piece
I'm already tired of this.
See
you through, get Mom. Back in character.
See
get back in character.
Come on,
get back
see you
in
through.
Character.
Be a professional. You all right?
I'm all right. Are you all right?
I'm all right.
Good, I'm all right too.
Ew. Whistling is cool, man. Where are my maracas? Oh, yeah, they're up my... Oh, what's this? It's Salford's big day out. Oh, where's it happening?
Salford,
obviously. It's popularity.
Popularity.
Top banana.
Top banana, that's right.
Enjoying action power. Holly, really out all the holly.
So I'm down.
I'm getting
it here, this is great, this, actually. We shouldn't really be mocking it, but, you know, we've gone with it now. Enjoy an action pack, fun, fascinating, and free day out for all the family. I'll tickle your taste buds with local delights. Yeah, this is Salford's big. This is Salford's big day out.
Big day out,
and it's taking place somewhere. Oh yeah, Salford
Civic
Centre.
Look at all the things you can do.
What can you do?
Oh, you can get on inflatable super slides and bouncy castle.
Inflatable super slides and a bouncy castle.
Oh, I can go again. We can go, eh?
That's a crash with the lower.
Don't take a mandibar.
It's just ridiculous. It's just noises now, isn't it?
Oh, I'm moving the workshop. It's just nonsense.
Do you remember?
Say hey, this, Ben. I'm not seeing it through anymore.
Do you remember where this came from?
Salford.
This whole character of Salford.
Not the faintest idea.
I think what it was, you were at, what did you do my stag do? Where you were surrounded in a house with a load of people from Salford.
Did I ring the bell?
Because all it was just a series of noises. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'm all right. You're all right. We're going to play football. Yeah, let's play football then.
Oh, the reminiscing of the story where the thing came from just nearly made me go back and do it, Ben, but no.
It's all happening.
Oh, look, here comes Bimini Boo Man. Bimini Bap. Oh, look, there he goes again. Here comes Salford Ian.
Yeah, right.
Oh, look, there he goes. Marv's back. Hello, what the hell is going on?
Jack White.
What? Jack White.
So, this is all happening at the Salford Civic Centre and lawns on Charlie Road in Swinton.
You can keep youngsters entertained with storytelling and
storytelling
magic
and magic tricks from Carl Madison, a musical workshop with a trio for the BBC.
What kind of magic tricks has he got?
Just cards.
Yeah. Defending, is that what it is? boom! Have that, FC United, with your terrible record at keeping clean sheets.
7 meter climbing wall.
Are we letting goals in for fun now,
Marv?
What's that?
You climbing up a 7 meter wall? Isn't that you just taking a stride?
I mean, I'd be more enthusiastic about it if there was a treasure hunt at the top of it, Ben.
There's a big vehicle zone.
What? Read the previous one.
Oh, and a treasure hunt.
There you go. The big vehicle zone. How big are those vehicles, do you think? Well, monster trucks?
They're big enough to give it its own zone, yeah, so I'm going to suggest quite sizable.
It's all taking place at the Salford Civic Centre and Lawns on Chorley Road, Swinton, M27 5FJ, as if I need to tell you where that is.
And this is the...
Everyone knows the SCC, Ben.
And this is the end of the community guide for
Thank
this week.
Goodness. See you, Salford Ian.
Is that the death of Salford Ian? Will Salford Ian return? Well,
I mean, that's not bad, considering I'm using one hand and I'm not even looking at what I'm doing.
But it's now time to give you our last piece of community news. And finally!
The King's Arms Festival 2016. It presents a full weekend of music, comedy, and unexpected surprises. Unexpected.
Boom!
It could be anything, Ben. Who knows? Tickets are £15 and cover you for Saturday and Sunday. Numbers are strictly limited, so go get those tickets right now. Previous lineups have included The Farm, Paul Heaton, Jackie Abbott and Cherry Ghost, Clint Boone.
Paul Heaton owns the pubs.
And Steve Craddock.
He's the landlord.
But Ben,
yes,
we're not going to give the lineup away until the day and well after all the tickets have been sold.
I'm going to say Paul Heaton's there.
Yeah?
I'm going to say he's there.
Well, we'll find out. £15, Ben. £15 for concessions.
That is a Salford pub, my friend.
Good grief. Book online here, plus 10% face value of ticket, minimum 50p booking fee. What? Book here, plus 10% face value of the ticket, brackets, minimum 50p, brackets, booking fee.
Well, how much is it, 15 quid?
15 quid.
So £1.50 booking fee?
Plus 10%. What? You said that, didn't you?
Yeah.
So that's £16.50.
Yeah.
Minimum 50p booking fee.
Well, of course it is. It's £1.50.
Or is it now £17 because it's additional 50p?
But I've already paid £1.50 booking fee.
Yeah, but no, that was a 10% face value of the ticket.
I thought that was £15.
No, that was for concessions.
I thought concessions was the same as full price. I thought that was the joke.
Yeah, plus 10% face value of the
exactly,
ticket.
Exactly, £1.50.
With the minimum 50p booking.
But it's £1.50.
Booking fee.
King's Arms Salford this weekend. That's solid, man.
What a feature. What a feature. I'm so glad we brought that back weeks ago.